So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
DonJacksonBlattner.com. Last time we met you, we were talking about this, and I know you have some other notes for us today, but pardon me for just following up on something from July 10th. And the question is organic produce worth the higher price? I get confused when I'm buying apples, for crying out loud. I don't know which one to pick up, and I don't know if I'm being silly for paying more. What's your thought about organic fruits and vegetables?
Okay, so first off, there is a definition of organic, and it's all about how it is grown, right? So that it is different types of pesticides that are used, different types of herbicides that are used. So they are still using these things, but they're just different than your conventional produce. The moral of this story is at the bottom of this is 9 out of 10 people in the U.S. do not eat enough fruits and vegetables. So the worst thing you can do is try and make it harder for people to eat them. So that is why my stance is always, I don't care if it's conventional or organic, you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. If you are eating enough fruits and vegetables already, and you have some extra disposable income, yes, you can start making the decision to have some of it be organic. But that really is your second worry. Your first worry is you're not eating enough of the stuff. So you've got to do that first and then think about organic. Now, there is a group called the Environmental Working Group, and they have something called the Dirty Dozen List. And it comes out every single year, and it's like, hey, if you want to buy some of your stuff organic, where would you benefit from buying organic the most? And so you would say, okay, hey, I want to look up that Environmental Working Group, look up the Dirty Dozen, and those are the things that you would spend your money on for organic. Usually on that list are things like spinach and berries, things where you're actually eating the skin on there, as opposed to like not spending money on, say, organic bananas, since you tend to throw away that.
Well, what does organic mean? Does it mean it wasn't grown with pesticides or herbicides?
It definitely is still grown with pesticides and herbicides. They're just different. The organic version of the pesticides and herbicides that you would use in conventional
stuff. Well, let me ask
you
this.
Just different.
All right, well, maybe I'll rinse it off and then I'll be just as well either way. Is the organic one have more nutritional value maybe?
No, that is where, thank you for asking that question. That's the key. So the key is it's more about how it's grown. It's not about the nutrition value. So the nutrition of fresh fruits and vegetables, no matter which you're choosing in the store, is very much equal. The difference is, do you care about what types of pesticides are on there? And again, hey, if you already are eating your fruits and vegetables and you've knocked off that first most important thing, you can start having this conversation with yourself and look at that Dirty Dozen list. But most people don't have the luxury of having this conversation with me because they don't even eat enough fruits and vegetables to begin with, let alone trying to figure out which ones.
There's a new study out about sugar. What do you know about this?
Oh, boy. Okay, so here's why I wanted to bring this up. So this new study just came out like yesterday or the day before, and it looked at amount of added sugar in your diet and the aging of yourself. I'm really interested in this because there are foods you eat that can slow the aging of your cells, which means you're less likely to be getting diseases, or it can accelerate the aging of yourself, making them older faster. And so it's like, okay, what happens to the sugar study? So they look, and we all know added sugar is not great for you, but like, oh my goodness. This study showed that the more added sugar you eat, every single gram of added sugar accelerates, speeds up, makes it faster how your cells are aging. And so old cells are more likely to get disease. So this is not good. But here's the thing. Okay, who cares? Who cares? Because I still eat lots of fruits and vegetables, all my beans and nuts. I eat my whole grains, eat all this stuff. This study, the alarming thing to me was, even when people were eating all of these nutritious, healthy foods, if they also had a lot of added sugar in their diet, their cells were still aging, that healthy foods were not even that protective against these lots of added sugar. So okay. The moral of the story is, is really paying attention to added sugar. Even if you think you're a healthy eater and you're, you know, great eater, it's worthwhile to make note of this study, to listen up and say, hey, wait a second. Maybe I should start reading my food labels.
What does added sugar mean?
So added sugar is the empty calories that either white sugar, honey, maple syrup, things like that are added to your foods for enhanced flavor, enhanced taste, or it's the obvious stuff. Ice cream, cakes, cookies, pies, sodas.
Okay, you know, but I would just call that sugar. I mean, added sugar sounds like I have a sugar cereal and I'm now putting a scoop of sugar on it, but you're saying any kind of sugar is added sugar.
Ooh, I love this. So there are two types of sugar, added sugar and naturally occurring sugar. And so a lot of people get confused about this because they say, oh my gosh, I heard bananas have so much sugar in them. Well, bananas have no added sugar, 0 grams of added sugar. It's all natural in there. And our body does respond differently to added sugars versus natural sugars. And natural sugars, because it has fiber and vitamins and phytonutrients in there to slow down how these sugars react in our body. So natural sugars, not that big of a deal. Actually, good. And you can find added sugar, natural sugar in fruits and also in yogurt, like plain unsweetened yogurt, for example, has no added sugar, but it has naturally occurring sugars because milk does too. So anyway, the moral of the story is natural versus added. Natural, good news. Added, you want to try and limit. And the sort of, you know, where are you getting this added sugar from? Your point is great. It's not that you're adding it. It is that all of these companies are adding it to things like, you know, your jerky, your granola, your salad dressing, your ketchup, your barbecue sauce. A lot of times you go to the coffee shop and you're trying to get yourself a latte with maybe like almond milk or oat milk. Almond milk and oat milk at these cafes, most of them have lots of added sugar. You can buy plant milk at your house with no added sugar, but most of the time you're being served at these cafes, this added sugar.
So, well, I'm not surprised to hear that some of those coffee drinks are bad. I'm eating a watermelon this week, and I thought, that's mostly sugar water, but you're telling me that the watermelon I'm eating is not bad for me? That's not too much sugar?
I love it. I love that you're eating watermelon. Not only is it seasonal, there's also a compound in there called citrulline, which is very good for muscle health, so I love that for you. And you know, all sorts of good vitamins, like vitamin C and potassium in there. So yeah, what's so great about natural sugars is it can help you cure your sugar addictions that people have, you know, by natural means. So like when somebody says, oh my gosh, I know I'm not supposed to eat so much added sugar, you know, what should I do? One of the first things is make sure you have 2 pieces or 2 cups of fruit each day, because that natural sugar will help your body have good sources of sugar so that you don't necessarily always need to look to the added sugar sources like ice cream, cakes, and cookies and pies. The other thing is we are so lucky. We are so lucky that food labels started putting added sugar on there. It's not too long ago that we didn't have that information. We had to guess about how much added sugar is in our food. Now, every single food label, you can look and look at the words added sugar, and what you're looking for is 0 to maybe 5 grams. 5 grams is still considered a low added sugar
per
food.
Per serving.
And if you, per serving, thank you. Yes, per serving. And then you say to yourself, hey, you know what, this seems pretty high. I wonder if there's another version of this food that has less added sugar. So it doesn't necessarily mean you can't eat these foods. It means just becoming a little more savvy in the store when you're reading those food labels to find versions that have no or low added sugar.
A lot of times our listeners will feed back to us things they've discovered that you have tipped them off to. This is an example of that. 630 said, hey, John, can you let Dawn know Trader Joe's sells delicious Greek chickpeas with a parsley and cumin seasoning in a can? They are seriously so good. We use them in salads and Mediterranean bowls. Super convenient. Your reaction to that?
I'll be right back. I have to go to Trader Joe's and try those. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you know how I feel about us eating. You know, they usually are saying about 1.5 cups a week is what we're looking at as a minimum for how many beans to eat. And so, like, doing something where it's already flavored like that makes a lot of sense because they sound very fun, flavorful, and easy.
Don Jackson-Blattner who you find at DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Follow her on Instagram. DJ Blattner on Insta is on with us for a few more minutes here. You can get in, 312-981-7200. Can I read you some questions from listeners?
I would love it.
I'm a truck driver, and I'm due to take my physical next week. My blood pressure runs a little on the high side. Is there something I can eat over the next week that might lower it quickly?
Oh, my goodness. Well, can I just say, first off, how wonderful that this person is going to regular blood checkups. This is, like, huge. Just make sure you're always doing it. You should know your numbers, like blood pressure, blood cholesterol, blood glucose, because you can get a handle on your metabolic health and turn it around. That's the coolest thing about nutrition. You can change your blood, and you can change your organs. You can change your health. It's so cool. So what can you do? One would be, as a truck driver, making sure that you are well hydrated. Actually, having enough water can help regulate blood pressure by diluting your blood, you know, which is a lot of sodium in your blood, and making it a little bit easier for your blood to flow. That's huge. The other thing that is huge is there are things called nitrates in food that are good for you, that open up your blood vessels like 30% to let more blood flow. Because think about it, high blood pressure is tight pressure in your veins and all your arteries. So you want that to loosen up. And how to do that with these nitrate-rich foods is beets and all sorts of leafy greens. So anything you can do to eat spinach and kale and collard greens, anything that is leafy and green, you want to eat more of that. Now, can you turn your health around in just a few weeks?
Yeah, he needs this by Thursday.
I'm not going to say that this stuff is going to work magically in, you know, a matter of days. But I will say it will start the habit, it will start to impact. And you tell your doctor, hey, listen, you know, I'm starting to do more leafy greens for my blood pressure. I'm starting to drink more water. I'm starting to get out of my truck and do, you know, a little bit of exercise every, you know, couple of hours so that I'm not just sitting for the whole day. These types of things will impact your blood pressure positively in a great way over time. But it's a great time. I mean, anytime's a great time to start, even if it's right before your blood work.
Is Dawn familiar with brown berry whole grain breads? Do they pass her muster?
Oh, interesting. So, yes, here's the thing. Anytime you're looking, no matter what brand it is, when it says whole grain on the package, somebody just sent me a picture of their whole grain bread this morning, actually. And so the thing is, I don't know all the brands, but I can tell you whole grain on the front of the package means nothing. Literally, it means nothing. Because we don't know, is it a drop of whole grain that's in there and they just are advertising it, or is the whole thing whole grain? So the number one way to look is you're looking for either to say on the front of the package 100% whole grain, which I do believe that brand does have a 100% whole grain, or on the very fine print that's the ingredient list that's on all of our food, look at the ingredient list and look to see that the first ingredient is whole wheat or whole grain flour. Nonetheless, I think there are versions that are 100% whole grain through that brand.
Yeah.
But you know, you always double check. That's the trick with advertising. You know, using the word whole grain doesn't mean it's 100% whole grain.
You want 100%. I just texted my wife Brenda because we have that bread often in my house, and I just said, I think we're doing good. I hate it when we think we're doing good and then we don't. You know. Somebody else.
Okay, so I'm on here right now looking 100% whole wheat brown berry premium bread. So they do have that as an option. Some of the, I'm sure they have some of them that are not 100%, but they do have that as an option.
She said honey has a lot of added sugars, but honey also has a lot of added benefits, right? Inflation? I'd love to hear her elaborate on this.
Oh, man, this is so interesting. So 100% honey, 100% maple syrup. These are sweeteners that you would want somebody to use instead of maybe white sugar, because they do have trace, very small, microscopic little amounts of extra vitamins, minerals in there. Okay, yes. However, they are all still under the umbrella of added sugar and something to be limited. So I know a lot of people love to bake and they say, oh my gosh, I'd be so proud. I'm baking, you know, I'm using all these whole grains. I'm using honey. I'm using maple syrup, pure. Everything's healthy. Well, at the end of the day, those are still things to limit because we're looking for less added sugar overall, even of the better for you, I put in, you know, quote, even for the better for you sweeteners, less is best.
Two more quick questions. We got to do this in less than 60 seconds. Hey, Dawn, I'm eating So Delicious yogurt made with coconut milk. So Delicious is the brand. Wondering if that's a good one, says Sherry and Joliet.
Okay, so anytime you do a plant-based yogurt, in terms of what are you looking for on the label, you would love to see your yogurt have protein, and you would love to see your yogurt be 5 grams or less of added sugar. Notoriously, across the board, plant-based yogurts tend to be high sugar, low protein. So no matter what the brand is, there are some good things in that brand lineup, and there are some things that are not so good in that brand lineup. So that's what you need to look for. Protein and added sugar. You want protein would be great if it was 3, 5, 6 to 8 grams, something like that. And added sugar, 5 grams or less.
What does Dawn think about egg beaters?
Oh, so egg beaters is just like egg whites, really. I am a huge whole egg fan. So what I usually will tell people to do is use one whole egg and then have some egg beaters or other brands of egg whites to add to it for volume. But that little yolk is so nutritious. But yes, you can eat too much of the yolk. So one full egg, pair it with your egg whites of choice, and it really makes a great breakfast, especially when you add some spinach to that and a whole grain piece of toast, you know, round it out.
DawnJacksonBlattner.com, DawnJacksonBlattner.com for recipes and ideas. You can hire her, too. On Instagram, she's DJ Blattner. Let's talk next week, my friend.
Oh, I would love it. Thanks, John.